comeback for the ages.
I just couldn't be more happy and more excited.
Deadly storms pound the South.
I don't have a house. It's gone. There's nothing but a floor.
High court tackles trademarks.
Considered scandalous or immoral.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. 43-year-old Tiger Woods, who just over a decade ago was the greatest golfer in the game, roared back from physical and personal troubles to win his fifth Masters tournament, 14 years after the last time he wore the famed green jacket and 11 since he last won a major. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Tiger Woods' historic day began with a simple announcement.
More, please. Tiger Woods now.
For the next 5 hours, Woods brought back memories of his younger self, back when he won major championships on a regular basis. Woods started the final round in second place. He stayed near the top until finally on the 15th hole, he took the lead by himself.
Tiger Woods has the lead at minus 13.
The victory wasn't sealed until the final putt on the final hole.
The return to glory.
The call by CBS Sports Jim Nance, Woods' triumph set off a wild celebration. The last 11 years have brought physical and personal struggles for Woods. Afterwards, he talked about some of the challenges.
I could barely walk. I couldn't sit. Couldn't lay down. I really couldn't do much of anything.
He is not the golfer he was in his 20s, but yesterday, Tiger Woods turned back the clock. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Masters in Augusta.
At least 8 deaths in the South are blamed on stormy weather that included tornadoes. CBS's Maria Villarreal is in a hard-hit town southeast of Dallas.
At least half of Alto's 1,200 residents are dealing with some type of damage from the storm. 200 are displaced.
I just got to my knees and prayed that everything would be okay. That would make it out.
Yeah, it was a house over here, and it's gone.
J.L. Skinner has lived next to the site for nearly 35 years. The 4 homes on his property were all destroyed.
Will you rebuild?
Oh, yeah.
Stick around?
Yeah. I ain't going nowhere. It's home.
The youngest victims of this storm are 2 brothers. 3-year-old Jace Creel and 8-year-old Dylan were killed in Angelina County when a tree crushed their car.
The White House says a proposal to send asylum seekers to sanctuary cities is not an attempt at political revenge. CBS's Paula Reed is at the White House 3 days after word of the idea first surfaced.
The White House insists this idea is still on the table as the president ramps up his attacks on asylum seekers and doubles down on his signature campaign promise to restrict illegal immigration ahead of the 2020 campaign. But using detainees for what even the president suggests is political retaliation would face immediate legal challenges, ones that would be hard for the administration to surmount.
A tweet by President Trump showing Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and video of the 9/11 attacks has prompted her to condemn Mr. Trump. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says this all began last week when Omar, one of the first Muslim women to serve in Congress, made comments that some say seem to minimize 9/11.
The president's not trying to incite violence against anybody. He's actually speaking out against it.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders defended the president's tweet on Sunday, saying the congresswoman has a history of making offensive comments.
Democrats refuse to call her out for it. If she continues to do it, the president will continue to call her out.
In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi demanded the president take down the video, saying hateful and inflammatory rhetoric creates real danger.
Pelosi has asked for a security review. Omar says she's facing death threats. It's April 15th, the deadline day to file tax forms. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox News Sunday vowed Democrats will not get to see President Trump's taxes.
I don't think Congress, particularly not this group of congressmen and women, are smart enough to look through the thousands of pages that I would assume that President Trump's taxes will be.
The House committee has given the IRS till next week to hand over Mr. Trump's taxes. Early polls have Pete Buttigieg running third behind Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders among Democratic voters. The once little-known mayor of South Bend, Indiana, has been making a name for himself, and he formally opened his presidential campaign yesterday at a former Studebaker auto plant in his city.
I recognize the audacity of doing this as a Midwestern millennial mayor. More than a little bold. At age 37, to seek the highest office in the land.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case challenging a law that refuses trademarks that are considered scandalous or immoral. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Fashion designer Eric Brunetti's four-letter clothing brand is spelled F-U-C-T. There's no law stopping him from using it, but without trademark protection, it's harder for him to fight counterfeiters. So when the federal government rejected his trademark application, Brunetti sued, calling the rejection an unconstitutional restriction on his freedom of speech. And now the justices will decide if it's time to revisit that scandalous or immoral clause. Steve?
A new bill in Washington looks to protect people from potentially dangerous chemicals found in things like makeup and lotion. CBS's Anna Werner looks at efforts being made far from the halls of Congress.
This looks like a typical cosmetic store. What you won't find in the store from a company called Beauty Counter is potentially dangerous chemicals, says its CEO, Greg Renfrew.
I think consumers, they want to know what's in their products. They want to know, you know, are these ingredients safe?
Renfrew wants to lead a clean beauty movement by creating traditional products without traditional and often toxic ingredients.
Cosmetic companies can put virtually anything in personal care products, and there's very little that the FDA can do to stop that.
Consumer advocate Scott Faber with the Environmental Working Group says that's because it's been 80 years since a cosmetic bill was passed. He says cosmetics companies have fought stricter regulations.
A study of the type 2 diabetes drug Invokana found it can help prevent or slow kidney disease. Diabetes can damage kidneys over time. The results published in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study was sponsored by the drug's maker. Today, Major League Baseball honors Jackie Robinson, the man who broke the game's color barrier. CBS's Peter King says Florida played an important role on his path to the majors.
Jacksonville, DeLand, and Sanford all said no to Jackie Robinson when he came to his first spring training here in Florida. It was a segregated state back then. But Daytona Beach, home of historically black college, Bethune-Cookman, said yes. George Bates was the 12-year-old bat boy for the Dodgers' top farm team that was training there.
I remember him as quiet, not saying nothing to nobody, and he just went about his business.
The ballpark is still there and named for Jackie Robinson, and his future spring training site, historic Dodger Town in Vero Beach, has just been renamed for him as well. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Well, someone bet $85,000 on Tiger Woods to win the Masters when the odds were 14-1 in Las Vegas a week ago. The payoff for that wager, we learned today, $1.2 million. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.